Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. In the news now, they've got posters all over an area of Queens where two kids were assaulted, one of them sexually, inside Casino Park. And the attacker struck in broad daylight. Needless to say, always got folks on edge this afternoon. The NYPD held a news conference earlier, and 1010 Winds newsman Roger Stern went over there for us. He leads our broadcast on this Friday.
Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny says they may have evidence with DNA of the male attacker, a shoelace used to tie up one of the victims, and a water bottle belonging to the attacker.
We've done forensic interviews with both children. We've done forensic examinations of the evidence that's been recovered.
The two victims are a 13-year-old girl and a 13-year-old boy. They were forced into a secluded area by a man with a machete-style knife. He tied them up and sexually assaulted the girl and took both victims' cell phones before fleeing. Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry.
This incident is a parent's nightmare, and all the community should be very upset about this.
There's a $10,000 award for the attacker's capture. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Flushing.
Who in the world is this guy? And he tied those babies up? My goodness. And of course, you know the thing to do. If any of this strikes a chord with you, please call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. We'll be monitoring developments. We'll keep you posted. How to fund the temporarily defunct congestion pricing plan and the money the MTA was hoping to collect off it. Oh, it's turned into a hot potato as people on both sides rallied to bring it back or come up with another plan. Marla Diamond says it went from 0 to 60 in no time flat today after opposing groups got into it on the Queensboro.
Governor Hochul received praise from the uniformed fire officers and FDNY captain Michael Tracy.
She took our concerns seriously, and we're here today to say that the UFOA applauds and appreciates her putting an indefinite pause to congestion pricing.
At times, the speakers were drowned out by supporters of the tolling plan, furious with the governor for yanking away $1 billion in funding for the MTA's capital plan. State Assemblyman David Weprin of Queens said they are exploring alternatives.
The legislature is committed. We didn't have enough time at the end of session. The speaker is committed.
But Weprin does not expect a funding solution until late this year or early 2025. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the Queensboro Bridge.
Also in the news, here's a switch. More than two dozen smoke shops and convenience stores accused of selling pot without a license are actually filing a class action suit against the city, saying their constitutional rights to due process are being violated. City Hall is going, are you kidding? You're breaking the law, but now you're mad at us for shutting you down. 350 stores were shut down under the Operation Padlock plan, but attorney Lance Lazaro told Pix 11 News, you're shutting them down without ever having seen a judge.
The problem is created by them just padlocking a place without ever having any finding that they're guilty of the unlicensed activity.
A City Hall spokesperson says, really? They issued a statement saying, under Operation Padlock, if you don't have a license to operate, you can't operate. Go to court, prove you have a license, and you're good, period. Ellis Sudak, who runs a legitimate pot shop called Verde, says his business has picked up since the city started cracking down on folks who are selling pot illegally. Sudak and others say that class action suit is stupid. You don't confront a robber and then let him keep at it until he goes to trial. In Baldwin, some business owners and residents say, okay, since we were without sanitary water for almost a whole week, we want our money back. They're demanding to be reimbursed by Liberty New York Water after that water main break, which left them high and virtually dry.
Nicole Wen says her restaurant Novi here in Baldwin lost thousands of dollars because of the water main break.
On Friday night alone, it was about $3,000 because we canceled all of our reservations.
Sean Sable owns the Irish Pub and also says it was a rough weekend financially.
With no communication from Liberty Water about how to proceed with health guidelines as a business.
Nassau County legislator Deborah Muley says the owners should be compensated for their losses by Liberty Water.
I asked specifically what's going to be the process for reimbursing businesses, and that was completely skipped over.
Liberty says they do understand customers' frustration, but the customers are only charged for the water they use. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Baldwin, Long Island.
De Niro Khan begins today.
Are you talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here.
Well, considering Robert De Niro has made dozens of films here in the city, it only makes sense the Manhattanite gets his props in a special exhibition that's going on during Tribeca. And who else but old Mac Rosenberg went over there?
Running through the weekend, De Niro Khan is paying homage to the actor who's made 50 films in New York. Christian Attendito describes what he saw.
They pretty much had screens all around, and it was pretty cool because, like, whenever Robert De Niro would look a certain way, a screen would turn on as if you were actually part of the experience.
Plenty of De Niro clips showing him doing the same things in different films. Donnie Keshawars grew up in Arkansas and describes Robert De Niro as a link to New York.
I've been a New Yorker now 30 years, but that little Arkansan is still in there, ushered into life in New York through these brilliant actors at times, and he's been a part of so many of those stories.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.